Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What's up, crypto family? So believe it or not, I get this question a lot. What if Bitcoin fails? Especially when Bitcoin goes down in price or people start reading too much into the news, they start hearing more of the FUD. I get this question more and more. So I thought I'd do this little video for you and kind of give you my thoughts on it, just kind of quick and dirty like.
Well, the quick answer is that would really suck, especially for all of those that have been hodling, praying for moonshot prices, but it would probably bring joy to the haters. Relief, maybe, to some of those that sold at a profit, and closure, maybe satisfaction, even to ones that sold at a loss. Right, little buddy? Did you sell at a loss? Of course not. We're hodlers.
All hodling jokes aside, but what's worse is what it could do to cryptocurrency and blockchain in general if Bitcoin was to fail. You know, it really matters, too, how it was to fail. And again, your definition of failure. You know, to keep this brief and so I don't ramble too much, if it were to fail due to some kind of government intervention, it would probably give birth to something that would be designed better and fix whatever shortcomings that led to this failure. So a better Bitcoin, so to speak, may arise that us diehards might embrace. But if this failure was due to a hack or the core development team destroying it from within, accidentally or on purpose, it would crush people's confidence in Bitcoin regardless of any future fork. The skepticism that would plague Bitcoin would prevent any future adoption. It'd be just too hard for them to overcome this failure, in my opinion, regardless of forks. For Bitcoin to fail in this manner, it would cast a cloud over every single crypto project. No one would ever feel safe again in crypto, except whatever, I guess, some big business or government or central bank puts on our plate. People would want certainty. People would want a face or a company behind their money moving forward. Institutions would only invest in these cryptos put out by these large financial institutions, these central banks and stuff like that. It would be the end of DeFi as we know it. It would be impossible for the masses to ever trust it again. Sure, there'll be some diehards like myself that'll still be around, but we'll be like the 1% of the 1%. The masses, they'll write off Bitcoin for good forever. Now look, I know this all sounds doom and gloom, right? But I get this question a lot. And that's why I've said for years, the biggest threat Bitcoin has, you know, to be destroyed, or if it could be destroyed, it would happen accidentally from a bug that the core devs actually deploy on accident. That's why I did a video a while back called Leave Bitcoin Alone, just to kind of address this a little bit more. Because we need something that sounds safe, secure, because now it's become a store of value. People look at this as digital gold. So the big question is, can this happen? Well, of course, but God, I hope not. And I know that a lot of us out there hope not as well. So let's always just hope that the core devs are always on their A games. But you know what? Enough doom and gloom. All right. So I wanted to answer you peeps because you're asking me quite often now, could Bitcoin fail? Seems like it happens mostly when the market's down. So in the next video, I'm going to do a little spin on this and make it a little bit more cheery, so to speak. So I'm going to put a little cheery spin on things. What if Bitcoin succeeds? All right. How do you guys like that? How do you guys like that? So the next video I'll do will be, what if Bitcoin succeeds? That should be a lot more fun. In the meantime, I'm going to try to warm up. It is wet. It is cold. Seems like a doom and gloom, kind of like the market. But anyways, check out Leave Bitcoin Alone. That's right. Leave Bitcoin Alone. So God bless you.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Until the next one, talk to you soon.